The federal government is suing the Australian arm of a major global conglomerate over PFAS forever chemicals contaminating more than two dozen defence bases.
This is the largest legal claim ever brought by the Commonwealth.
It's taking 3M Australia to court to seek damages over its firefighting foam, saying the company misrepresented the products and didn't fully disclose what it knew about the environmental risks. So what exactly are PFAS? Well, PFAS refers to a broad group of synthetic chemicals, and we've been using them in all kinds of stuff since the 1950s, from pesticides to cleaning products to cookware. Anything that's advertised as water or oil repellent is likely to have PFAS in it. They're often called forever chemicals because they can last hundreds or even thousands of years without breaking down. Now, in recent years, there's been growing research into the dangers of these chemicals for the environment and for the human body. Some of them have been linked to cancer. They've also been found to leak into water, soil, and air, proving toxic for plants and wildlife. Last year, a parliamentary inquiry shone a spotlight on the issue, and there have been changes to rules around the chemicals, including updates to drinking water guidelines and the banning of three PFAS chemicals. So now to this government legal case. Over the last decade, there have been investigations into PFAS contamination around 28 defence bases across the country, which have historically used firefighting foam containing the chemicals. Individuals have joined class actions against the Defence Department over this in recent years. But now the government's suing the manufacturer of the foam, 3M Australia.
We are taking on 3M on behalf of the Australian people and the Australians that are affected.
Rather than personal injury or health claims, this case is about the environmental, economic and cultural impacts. The government has spent $1.3 billion trying to remove PFAS from soil and water and contain the spread from the defence bases. Now it's seeking $2 billion in damages to cover that and any future costs. 4 years ago, the company vowed to stop producing PFAS by the end of 2025, and that year's annual report says it completed its exit of PFAS manufacturing.